It's good to be at the house of the Lord this morning. Good to have all our visitors with us. Appreciate Kelly and Ashley being with us. Appreciate Brother Burrow Ledford coming and being with us this morning. Drove all the way from Asheville to be with us here this morning. Appreciate him making the trip to come be in service with us this morning. Appreciate above all that, I'm glad he drove that far. Glad Kelly and Ashley come and visited with us. Glad all of you made the choice to be here this morning, those that's on the inside and those that's on the outside, but all that be vanity and vexation of spirit if the Lord hadn't determined in his heart to come be with us this morning. I appreciate everything that everybody's done so far, all the good singing and testimonies. You pray for us this morning that we'll do our best to give you that the Lord's placed on our heart. Jonah chapter number 4, Lord willing, I'll do my best here to probably read the entire chapter, and you just forbear with us while I read this. I don't want nobody to give me no sideways looks. I'm talking to you, Levi, whenever I say this. I don't know that I'll be a long time this morning as far as what all I feel like I've got to say, but I know I've said that before, and it turns out to be altogether different than that. And I really don't have no intentions on talking for a long time, I guess you could say. Just a few thoughts here that the Lord placed on our heart this week. And you just forbear with us while we do our best to give you our heart, and we get done, we'll get out of the way, and if you still got things you need to do, you just feel free to obey the Lord. Chapter 4 of the book of Jonah, the Bible says, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry." I'm going to stop right there just a minute, and I'm going to go back and read verse number 10 out of chapter number 3 so you can see what made Jonah mad. See what made him angry. Verse number 10, chapter 3, verse number 10 says, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." So in other words, the Lord changed his mind about the fact that he was going to destroy the city of Nineveh because they repented. Because they heard the word of the Lord. They heard the gospel. They heard what the Lord had sent by Jonah to tell them. And then as soon as they heard it, they repented of it, put on sackcloth and ashes, done what God had kind of intended for them to do. And then we find verse number 1 of chapter number 4. How did all this happen? It said, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying? When I was yet in my country, therefore I fled before unto Tarshish. For I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Then said the Lord, "Doest thou well to be angry?" So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd for thee, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 80,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? That's all for now that I feel like the Lord would have me to read. And I'll ask you, if you would, just for a moment, go with me to the Lord in prayer that he might be my helper. And you wait just a minute before you start praying. Now, I want you to listen while I give you these instructions. And I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way. I said I wasn't going to be a long time, and that's my intention. Now, if the Lord says different, I'm going to take ever how much time God says for me to take. But when you pray, you bow your head to pray. I want you to pray for the preacher. I appreciate that. I thank you for your prayers and I desire them, but now I want you to pray, amen, for yourself. Whenever you bow your head to pray, that the words that the Lord gives the preacher, so you're going to pray for the Lord to help a preacher. And you'll say, well, Lord, help him, give him strength, give him the ability to be able to preach it all. But when you pray for the Lord to help the preacher, I want you to pray for the Lord to help you. Amen, to receive what the preacher says. Amen, just exactly how the Lord gives it to the preacher. Amen, just so, amen, just don't say, Lord, help him, give him what to say. Amen, and then as long as it's something I want to hear, Lord, I'll be glad with it. Amen, you pray that God give you the ears to hear what the Lord showed the preacher, whether it's something you want to hear, amen, or not. Amen, now let's pray, knowing how you're supposed to pray. Amen, my Lord and my God, we come to you, Lord, here, God, this morning, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord God, for the privilege that you've given us, Lord, to gather, God, into your house, God, to come out, Lord, before your people this morning, God, Lord, to worship and glorify, God, them that's with us here on the inside, them that's with us, God, on the outside. I pray, dear Jesus, God, that you'd have your way, Lord, this morning, God, that you'd move according to your will. God, I need you, Lord. I know, God, what you've showed me. God, I know the words, Lord, to begin with, what I'm supposed to say. But, God, after that, Lord, I'm a-trusting you, God, to do your will and help me. And, God, Lord, you know my heart. I've tried my best, Lord, this week to live in a way, God, be pleasing unto you, Lord, to walk where you'd have me to walk, God, Lord, so that I can say the things, Lord, that you need me to say, God, Lord, this morning out there, God, underneath the manger, God, I told you then, and Lord, if you'd let the cup, God, pass from me, God, I'd hand it off to somebody else, God, but if it be your will, Lord, that it have to be my lot, God, I'd do my best, and Lord, that's what I intend to do this morning, God, help me, Jesus, and God, I pray for these people, God, them, Lord, that's sitting here in front of me, on the inside, and God, them, Lord, that's sitting out there, Lord, with the radios on as well, I pray, God, this morning, you'd open up their ears, and you'd open up their hearts, God, that we might receive, Lord, what thus saith the word of God. Guide us according to thy will, I pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. And amen. You pray this morning that God would help you, preacher. Amen. For just a few minutes while I try my best to get off my heart that the Lord has delivered unto me to preach to you. Amen. Just a very, amen, simple question. Amen. That God give me as I begin to seek the Lord. Monday morning went out there to the manger. Amen. Out there to feed the horse. Got down to pray. And began to ask God to give me that. The understanding about the message he'd have me to deliver. Amen. This morning. And I tried. Amen. All week long. Amen. To kind of, if you'll just, amen, bear with me just a minute, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the preacher. Amen, and what the preacher has to go through in order to be able, amen, to come and stand and preach to you what the Lord's give him. Now, I'm not trying to talk for Lee. Amen, for just Lee. Amen, I won't just talk. Amen, for Trevor. Amen, I won't talk for Kevin. Amen, won't talk. Amen, for the other brother here. I'll just tell you, amen, from the preacher's perspective. And these men, amen, it might be different for them. Amen, but every time God gives me a message, amen, when the Lord whispers it down into my heart, it ain't always, amen, a running stuff and a jumping and thanking God and saying, oh Lord, that's going to be a real shouter out humdinger. Amen, there's times, stay with me just a minute, there's times, amen, that the Lord gives the preacher things to say when he whispers it to me. My first response, youngins, I'm going to be honest with you, is, oh God, no, Lord, not that, Jesus. God, that can't be right. Lord, that can't be what you want me to go tell your people. Lord, to go tell them people that you love. And Lord, to go tell them people that I love. Let me take a sidebar just a minute. Amen, that don't matter. Amen, I don't want you, amen, to get mad at me this morning. But it don't care, amen, a lot of times. Amen, in your mind you get to thinking, amen, that the preacher, he don't love me. He don't care about me. He says all these hard things to me. But youngins, I want you to know this morning, amen, from whoever the greatest he is to whoever the least is this morning, amen, that the preacher loves you. Amen, or I wouldn't be here this morning. Amen, I tried my best to tell you what the Lord's given me to tell you. Just a very simple question that the Lord wants me to ask you this morning. Is it doing you any good to be angry? Is it doing you any good to be angry? Amen. You stay with me just a few minutes while I preach to you what the Lord, amen's given me to preach. Now the first thing, amen, that God showed me when he gave me this message, he said, you're going to ask him, is it doing him any good to be angry? And the first thing that's going to come to every single individual's heart, amen, in their mind, they're going to say, amen, preacher, I'm not mad. Preacher, I'm not angry. Preacher, I'm not upset about anything. Amen. Well, hold on with me. Amen. Just a minute. Let's, amen, inspect that. And let's look at that for just a minute. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that the joy of the Lord, amen, is unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Now, don't get upset at the preacher. Amen. Whenever he lays these things out the way that God gave them to him. You see, amen, us free will. Brother, we've come to the place anymore. Amen. Where we've made our minds up. Amen. As far as the things of God is concerned. Amen. That there's a right side. The white side, if you will. Amen. And there's a wrong side. Amen. The black side, if you will. But then us free will, brother, we've made our minds up. Amen. That at the same time, God, amen, has a right side and a left side. Amen. What's right and what's wrong? We've created in our mind that God has a middle ground, that God has a gray out there somewhere. Amen. Come on with me. To where, amen, that we can be angry and have joy at the same time. To where we can have, amen, anger in our heart towards whatever the case may be, but then have joy at the same time. Amen. But you study the scripture. Amen. And you see, amen, what God, a middle ground is. And brother, it's just a gulf. It's just a great big expanse that lies between what's right and lies between what's wrong. Amen. You hear me, children? There ain't no middle ground in the spiritual things of God. You're either on the right side or you're on the wrong side. Amen to God. Preacher, how will I know if I'm on the right side or if I'm on the wrong side? Amen. You don't measure. You see, amen, come with me just a minute. You know what we want to do? We want to say, preacher, I've not got no anger. Preacher, I've not got no malice. Preacher, I've not got no hurt feeling down on the inside of my heart. Amen. But you're measuring, amen, the wrong thing. You don't measure the anger. You don't measure the malice. You don't measure that old hateful spirit. Amen. What you measure is the joy. How much joy do you have down on the inside of your heart? And if you've got that joy down on the inside, if you've got that peace down on the inside, it'll come out, brother. It'll come out, sister, on the outside. It'll shoot forth that well down on the inside of that living water. If it's springing up into everlasting life, it'll shoot out, amen, all them pain that goes along with it. Hallelujah to God. You stay with me. The Lord help me to get all this. Amen. Run out there. Amen. The right way. Amen. You don't measure, amen, the anger and the malice and the hurt feelings. You say, preacher, why not? Amen. Because if you tell it right, amen, your ruler's broke. Amen. My ruler's broke. Amen. Mankind's ruler, amen's broke. No, preacher. Amen. Mine's not broke. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. Because, see, you look at your side, and I look at my side. And whenever I look at my side, amen, my side seems to always measure up to where I'm in the right, Josh. Amen. Whenever I look at my side, amen, Shelby, if we come to a quarrel,
soul, even just me and that woman back yonder, if we come to cross words, amen, my ruler automatically, amen, shows that I'm right and she's wrong. You can say amen because you know I'm telling you right. Amen, the first time you measure, amen, whenever you come to confrontation, it don't matter if it's you. It don't matter, amen, if it's you and your wife, or if it's you and that man at the stop sign, or you at that lady at the counter, at the grocery store, amen, that you believe, amen, it's charged you too much. Come on, get with the preacher. Amen, it don't matter when you first whip your ruler out and you look at it. The first thing you see is that you're in the right and everybody else is in the wrong. Say amen. Because that's the truth. Amen. The flesh, brother, the advocate I preached about. Amen. Last Sunday, whenever you get the stick out and go to measuring, it's going to find all the tick marks where you're doing the right thing, where you've said the right thing, where you've listened to what's supposed to be. Amen. Right. And you'll check all them boxes off, and everybody else is wrong. Amen. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Amen, preacher. Amen, I'm not wrong. See, that's the first thing. Amen, it comes to our mind. The first thing that bubbles up whenever somebody asks us, are you doing good? And to be angry, are you doing good? Amen, preacher, what do you mean by are you doing good? Amen, well, how is it between you and the Lord? How is it between you and your Savior? Amen, don't get upset at me whenever I say these things. Amen, the first thing's going to rise to your mind. You're going to get that ruler out and you're going to say everything's good. Everything's well. I prayed. I read my Bible. I studied. I done all these things. Amen. But brother, there's more to being right with God than just checking off them check boxes. Amen. That you've read, you've studied, and you prayed. Preacher, what's left out there? Amen. The Bible says, amen, thank God, he, amen, that loveth not the brethren. Amen. The love of God, amen, dwelleth not in him. Amen. There has to be a love. Amen. Towards your brother and towards your sister. Now come on with me. Amen. Just a minute while I preach to you. Amen. The Lord been about it on me. And I'm going to deliver my heart. Amen. You can stretch it. Get glad. Let me get done this morning. If it's necessary and you disagree with me, you find one of these deacons and you tell them. You say, amen, that preacher, he's out of the will of God. And you know what we'll do, young'un? Amen, I'm just going to preach a while this morning. It may be my last wagon load I get to drag in there. So I'm going to get all the rocks out. Amen, while I can. Amen, thank God. If you think the preacher, amen, out of the will of God, and he don't know what the Lord, amen, thanks right for this church, if he don't know people, individual heart, and what's on their mind, if he wasn't up this morning at 2:37, amen, a weeping and a wailing and a begging God to take this away and to let me preach something else. If you've got more power, amen to God. If you've got more spirit, if you've got more Holy Ghost in your life, then bring her on. Hallelujah. And let's have us a challenge. Preacher, you're out of the will of God. That's what Elijah did, brother. He said, bring your spirit and I'll get my spirit and we'll find out. Amen. We'll see. Amen. Which one is the spirit of God and which one is the spirit of man? Amen. Preacher, where's that coming from? It's coming from the Lord, youngers. Just hold on. Amen. We'll get there. As the Lord, amen, directs my heart. Preacher, why are you laying it out there? Amen. Because we need to see the measuring stick. Amen. We need to see the barometer out there that's out there. Amen. The measure. Amen. Don't get mad at me, the preacher. Amen. Whenever he says this. Amen. But the preaching comes. Amen. Tries to give us instruction. Tries to give us, amen, wisdom and knowledge of God. And you know what we do? We get our ruler out. And we stick it up there beside the preaching. Amen. And we say, well, I measure up. Amen. Check the marks. Everything's all right. Everything's fine. Everything's where it needs to be. Amen. I've not got no anger. Amen. Are you doing good? Had to be angry. Amen. Come on with me just a minute. Amen. Now, preacher, what do? Well, we don't measure the anger. Amen. Don't measure the malice. Amen. Don't measure, amen, all them hurt feelings. Amen. Because if you measure all that, in your mind, you ain't going to get to the place. Amen. Where you think you're ever in the wrong. Where you think you ever need to fix nothing. Amen. Because you've got your measuring tape. Amen. But now let's get out the Lord's measuring tape. What we going to measure? We going to measure the joy. Amen. We going to measure the peace. We going to measure the amen. Thank God the comfort that's in your spirit. Amen. Preacher, how did I do that? Amen. The Bible says, amen, there's people that earn wages, and they earn them wages to put them in a bag. Amen. That's got holes in it. Do you know what I get paid? Amen. I get my paycheck on the last day of the month. Every working month, one time a month, they put that check in my account. And on the first day of the month, you know what I've got? Amen. I've got hope, youngins. Amen. That what they paid me, Travis, is going to last till the next month. Amen. There's a hope in that, dog, that what they give me on the first day will last me to the last month. Amen. That's what I want you to measure. Amen. It's to measure your hope. Amen. Lord, help me. I'll get all this out the way the Lord wants me to get all this out. I'm not trying to discredit, amen, by any stretch of the imagination, amen, the seriousness, amen, of this COVID-19. There's been people die. There's been people get sick, amen, to God. Brother, they have. And it's contagious. Amen, all these kind of things. Amen to God. But brother, you hear me, youngers. Amen, wherever one, amen, gonna die of something. Amen, there's something out there. Amen, it's gonna take our lives. Come with me. Amen, don't you get mad at me. Whenever I preach, I'm just laying it out. I told you I take it serious. Amen, you'd do what you'd want to. Amen, my youngin' has to wear a mask to school. I have to wear a mask to work. I try to abide by them things and to do what they've asked me to do and to slow it down. So I'm telling you that I think that's serious. Amen. But brother, on the flip side of it, you get the statistics out. Amen. All them hundreds of thousands of people, God forbid none of them was lost, but I'm persuaded they were. God forbid that they was lost. The hundreds of thousands that's died. And brother, it ain't a thimbleful of the people that's died in the United States, amen, by automobile accidents, amen, in the past year. There's more people died from car crashes on an annual basis, amen to God. But amen, what do? You still get in that car and you still drive, amen, to the grocery store to get your groceries, knowing that there's more people die, amen, from that than they do about anything else in this country. Amen to God. Where's your hope at? Amen. You stay with me. They get on the television and they tell us how bad it is. And you know what it does? It robs the people of God of their hope. It pulls it out of it. It gets our elder ones, our ones at risk, our younger ones, our ones that's got diseases. It gets them a thinking, and it gets us a thinking about them. And the next thing you know, the hope in Jesus has been sucked out of our souls and out of the house of God. Lord, help me. I'll get all this. Amen. Brought out. Is it doing you any good? How to be angry? Is it doing you any good? How to be mad? Come on with me. Amen. Just a minute. Amen. The next day. Amen. That's out there. Amen. You earn them wages. How to put them in a bag. Amen. Somebody get your Bible. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Daddy. Amen. You earn them wages. Amen. To put them in a bag. That's got holes in it. Stay with me. I'm going to go read to you. Amen. That scripture. Amen. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. Amen. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Amen. Let's go over and look at that. Amen. You have sown much and bring in little. Amen. What are you going to measure? Amen. Let's get out there and let's measure. Don't get mad to preacher whenever I say this. We ain't measuring, amen, our hard feelings. We ain't measuring our anger because we got the wrong stick. Amen. Let's measure, amen, what the Lord says for us to measure. We've measured our hope. Amen. It says, amen, that you sow much and you bring in little. Amen. Let's measure the reward. Amen. Let's measure the reaping, if you will. Amen. Of the work and the labor that you're doing. Don't get mad at me whenever I lay all these things out there. Amen. I've got a job. Amen. I go to. Amen. The Lord give me, bless me with. Amen. Make real good money for it. Amen. That's concerned, probably, I guess. Amen. More than anybody in my family earns. And some more, amen, than what some of them husbands and wives, amen, earned together. The Lord's took care of me. Amen. Amen. And God give me grace. I'd say this just the right way. Amen. But I don't earn enough on that job. Amen. To where, amen, at the end of the month, they don't still send me bills. Amen. To pay on that house, actually. They still send me bills, Kelly. Amen. To pay on that car that's out there. I don't, if you get with me, I go to work every day. Amen. And earn and do the best I can. Amen. But as hard as I'm working, I still owe somebody. Amen. For something that's out there. Y'all with me? Amen to God. And brother, we'll kill ourselves. Amen. To do that. Amen. But what about them things we sow? Amen. For Jesus. Amen. What about them things we sow? Amen. For the Lord. Don't get mad at the preacher. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. What's your harvest? Amen. That the Lord's been a giving you. Amen. All for the work you do. Amen. For him. That's how you measure. Amen. Whether or not you're where you need to be with God. Come on with me. Whenever the choir starts singing. Whenever the choir starts singing. Amen. Does that wheel, inside a wheel, start turning down on the inside? Amen. Whenever they get to singing about it being under the blood. Don't you get mad at me, youngest. I love you. Amen. The world's full of trouble and heartaches on every side, every which way we turn. And if you look at all that, it'll drag you down. It'll pull you down. Amen. But I have a hope, thank God, that anchors my soul. And the Lord's given me a reward of it. Amen. Thank God. When I study, when I read, I'm feeling all right, young as I love you. Don't you get mad at me. Is it doing you any good to be angry? Are you getting a reward out of it? Are you getting a harvest out of having them feelings in your heart towards the people of God, even towards the Lord himself? Is there any benefit of it? Is there any return on it? You say, preacher, sure there are. What are they? Amen. You're getting more hard-hearted. And you lose your joy. Don't get mad at me. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. You get further and further separated. Amen. From God. The reward that you're receiving from being angry and being hurt, it ain't going to add up to what you think it will. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord. Lord, help me. You've sown much and you bring in little. Help me, Lord, to take my time right here. How long you been living for the Lord? How long you been striving for Him? How long you been journeying for Him? How much seeds you put in the ground? How much things have you plowed down? How much, how many of you put down through there, preacher? How do I know what I've done, all right? Do you testify more now than you did when you got saved or less? Amen. 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 Do you sing more now than you did when you got saved or less? Amen. Do you raise your hand more often, amen, now? Amen, there or less. Richard, what are you talking about? Amen, the further down the road you go, if there's some things that you get to reap, amen, you ought to have a little more than what you started with. Amen, down the road. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen, don't you get mad at me. Amen, whenever I say this, thank God for your testimony. Amen, this morning, Levi. Amen, about the Lord blessing your house. Amen. And a blessing your home. I don't want nobody to get mad at me when I say this. Amen. But all these babies, amen, that God and blessed the church with, all of you just been surprised. Amen. And questions about. Amen. The preacher ain't been surprised. Amen. One bit, has he, sweetheart? Amen. You see her smile back at her. Amen. She already knowed the number, brother. Amen. I done told her. Amen. What the Lord had showed me long back yonder. Amen. Before anybody ever said anything about anything. Preacher, what you mean? What are you talking about? Amen. That's how the Lord, amen, showed me that I was where I needed to be. Amen. Down the road, there'd be little tater spuds, amen, popping up out of the ground. Amen. There's going to be some come along. Amen to God. I said, Lord, what's my purpose? Lord, what's my reason for being here? Come with me. Amen. Let me preach to you in a little while. Amen. I said, Lord, them people up there don't need nobody like me. Amen. Lord, they don't need somebody to come in there. Amen. Tell them all these things. The Lord said, go there. It ain't just going to be for them. It's going to be them for coming, them that's coming. Amen. On down the line. I said, Lord, there ain't none. And I went to sleep. And brother, Lord, let me see a row of taters. Amen. Green sprouts, brother, coming up out of there. And what's been a happening? The Lord's been ascending them one. Amen. Don't you get mad. Amen. Some, thank God, God forbid, anybody else makes their mind up that they want to depart from this place. I want everybody to hear me. I want everybody to stay with us. I want everybody that wants to be kept to be kept. Amen to God. But brother, amen, the Lord is going to give wide oak a harvest. Whether some stays, amen, or whether some goes. Preacher, you ought not say that. Amen, he is. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. And is it doing you any good to be angry? You've sown much, but you bring in little. Preacher, where are you reading from? Haggai. Chapter number one. Hey, God, chapter number one, you've sown much, but you bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. In other words, you can't ever get full. You keep on eating and you keep on eating, but you don't ever get to the place, amen, to where you ever get full. Amen, stay with me. It's natural, youngins. I'm not trying to bore you. Amen, I promise I'm not. I'm trying my best to give you my heart, what the Lord has given me. We went and rode bicycles yesterday. Amen, me and Faith and Titus and Cora and some of her family. And I had a little old Cora behind me and had a little old car there. Amen, pulling her along behind me. And every time I turned around, amen, and she had some kind of groceries. Amen. Eating them. I started off. Sam, she had one of them little boxes of Oreos. Amen. She got shed of them. I turned back around. She had, amen, a little old thing of Nutter Butter. She got shed of them. I turned back around. She found down in that bag a granola bar. Opened it up herself. Amen. Eat that. We stopped. She had some chips. Amen. A Slim Jim. I don't remember what all else. Amen. She ate. Every time I turned around, she was eating. need. Amen. I asked her, I said, honey, ain't you full? Didn't you get enough to eat? She said, no, daddy, I'm hungry. Amen. Every time I turned around, she was eating. You couldn't feel her. Stopped last night and got her a hamburger. She ate the awfulest hamburger for a youngin' her size you ever see in your life. Amen. Swallowed that and french fries and everything else. Amen. It wasn't 2 minutes down the road down there. And a big Sonic sign was lit up. And she's a hollering, ice cream, daddy, ice cream. Amen. Every time you turn around, come on with me just a minute. Amen. I don't know about none of the rest of you. Amen. But I'm talking about naturally from my perspective. And that woman's perspective, being a parent, amen, of growing young, it just seems like all you do is get them fed. Every time you turn around, they want something else to y'all with me. You don't ever get to a place where they're satisfied and they're satiated. If you get one full, the other one didn't want nothing then. He comes back 30 minutes later and he's hungry. Y'all with me? Amen. What do you reckon on what it's like trying to be the parent? Amen. To a bunch of free will Baptist Christians, brother. Amen. The Lord Jesus and the church, brother. The bride of Christ. Amen. Amen to God. We come on Sunday mornings and the Lord sets a meal out. And about half of us is hungry and starved to death, ready to eat. And the rest of them, amen, don't want nothing to eat or don't like what was put out there. Amen. So we'll say, I'm not hungry. We'll come back on Sunday night. Them that ate on Sunday morning's full and need a nap. And them that didn't eat nothing on Sunday come back here and they're starved to death. And part of us is asleep and part of us is still, y'all with me. I'm going to preach to you and say, I love you. Is it doing you any good to be angry if you don't ever get full, if you don't ever get to the place where you've had enough so you can share with others, as the brother taught us on Wednesday night? Amen to God. You got the wrong measuring stick. You eat, but you don't ever get full. Preacher, Lord, help me, I'll say this just the right way so it don't come across as though I'm trying to be a braggart. God knows my heart. I'm the least, most unprofitable servant that the Lord has. But youngins, you can believe whatever you want to, in the field, in the building, wherever it is that you've been, the Lord's been ascending you his groceries. Amen. Lord's been ascending you something to eat. Amen, but you eat and you just don't get full. Preacher, how do you know I don't get full? Because if you ever get full, it'll run out of you somewheres. Amen. It'll overflow. It'll come off of you in some kind of fashion. There'll be something, amen, spills out of preacher. Not me. Amen. Everybody. Amen. Somewheres or another. You may not do it like me. You may not do it like Travis or Justin or anybody else. Amen. Or Darren. But somewheres or another, if you ever get full, it's going to come out of you one way or another. Amen to God.
Amen, preacher. Bless
you. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You don't ever get to the place where you get your thirst quenched. Y'all with me? Don't get mad at the preacher whenever I say these things. Amen. Naturally speaking, Lord, help me and give me grace. I bring this out just the right way. Amen, I've got these kidneys, amen, to tell you the Lord's blessed me with. Travis knows what I'm talking about. Amen, I can drink. If I drink more than one glass of milk per day, I could drink two glasses of milk. Amen, I just drink one, that's all I have. Amen, try not to have no other much dairy products at all. I can drink two glasses of milk and in a week's time I'll have a kidney stone. Amen, that fast, brother. Amen, calcium oxalate kidney stone. Amen, run through my body, that's just how it works. Amen, so I try my best to lay back on that. You know what my favorite thing in the world to drink is? Big old tall cold glass of milk. Come on with me. Amen, you know what? You know what daddy's job is most of the time as a boy? amen, sits beside of me at supper time, amen, the first thing he does is about kills a couple of you. You set it out there, amen, we'll say amen. He'll turn it up and about kill one and stick it down beside of me and say, Daddy, can I have some more milk? You know what my job is? To pour milk, amen, for that crowd, and me wanting some so bad. Amen, Trevor, I can't stand it. Amen, I'm watching it pour out of that cup and go down, pour out of that gallon and go down that cup. I'm thinking I can turn that gallon up and turn it inside out, brother. Amen, big cold drink of that and just pouring it out. And Titus will get that drunk and he'll say, Daddy, can I have some more milk? Does it do me any good, youngins, to get mad at him because he can drink it and I can't drink? Come on with me. Amen, you know what does Daddy good? To say, yeah, buddy, I'll get you another cup. Amen, drink it while you can. God forbid, don't let him have them kind of kidneys. Amen, much as he likes it. And Cora, brother, she goes with some. She don't go nowhere as much hardly without her milk. Amen, the mood juice. Y'all with me? Richard, what are you getting at, brother? Does it do you any good to come to the house of God and sit here mollygrubbed? Amen, when everybody else is getting their thirst quenched. Amen to God. Richard, amen, where's mine at? Amen, why come on with me, young? Why can't I feel it? Why can't I have it? Amen, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know why you can't. Amen, ask God. It could be, amen, because it ain't doing you no good to be angry. You drink, but you don't ever get filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. In other words, you put on clothes to get warm, but you don't ever get warm. Lord, help me, I say this. I'm not trying to embarrass you, sweetheart. The Lord knows my heart, I'm not. Amen. She looked at the weather and watched the weather and all that stuff. You know what her? She surmised we need a fire. We're going to need a fire. Look at her put her head back down there and try to hide. Amen. We need a fire. It's going to be cold. You need to get the chimney ready. So what'd I do? Cleaned it up, got up there, put the chain down, cleaned everything, vacuumed, got the stove ready, took the burn tubes out, cleaned them. Amen. Spent all morning long getting her ready. And no, I stacked it in there, put me some newspaper, put me some good, amen, dried out, amen, to a three-year-old popper, a little bit, piece or two of pine in there. Amen. Got all that ready, some little bigger sticks, had it match ready. All she had to do was just strike a match. Well, watch her roll. You know what she did? She fired that thing up Friday. Amen. Got it ready. Amen. Next thing I know, she's coming through the house, raising windows, opening doors. It's too hot in here. It's too hot in here. I can't stand it. I'm burning up. Amen. Richard, what are you talking about? Amen. It was cold. She wanted a fire. And just as soon as she got one, she didn't want that neither. Y'all with me? Amen, honey, I don't mean this bad. Amen, but she's a good free will Baptist. Want something? And as soon as she gets it, don't want it no more. Amen to God. Preacher, what are you talking about? That's how us free wills are. Lord, give me this. Give me, give me, give me. And as soon as God gives it to her, that ain't what I wanted. It's too hot. I can't stand it. Open the windows, open the door. Amen to God. You try to get warm and you get too warm. And you try to cool off and you get too cold. Amen. You got the measuring stick out and you ain't measuring up. Lord, help me. I say this just the right way so you don't get mad at the preacher. And I don't mean this is no disrespect naturally to the people that have this disorder. Amen. But Free Will Baptist Church people, we're bipolar. Amen. I don't mean that disrespectful to those folks that have to deal with that. Amen. Naturally, I know some, amen, that do. I'm talking about spiritually. Amen. And what bipolar or disorder does naturally, it's a hard thing to deal with. Amen. Because one minute they can be, amen, in manic depression. just barely struggling to get by, doesn't want to get out of the bed. And then the next minute being a moment of euphoria, spend 3 or 4 days, I mean, don't sleep, just smiling, happy, 100 miles an hour down there. And then the next time, poof, drops the bottom out of it, and they're right back, amen. That ain't no way to want to have to try to live naturally, up and down, up and down, up and down. Richie, what are you talking about? Evidently, that's what's wrong with us as church people. Amen, up and down and up and down. Amen to God. We'll shout it out, amen, one time and come just barely dragging back the next time. Amen, that ain't, amen, a way to live. Amen to God, measure yourself. Amen, thank God what the Lord will do for you. He'll steady out when the hard times come. He'll let you be level. When the high times come, He'll let you be level. You can pull others up out of where you are, lift others up. It won't just be a roller coaster up and down. You won't be in for a while and out for a while, bouncing around every which way. Measure yourself. See if you are where God said you need to be. Because is it doing you any good to be angry? Is it doing you any good? The Lord, help me and give me grace. I'll be done here in just a minute. Amen. The Lord sent Jonah down there to help them people see the error of their ways so that they would repent. That's why He sent him down there, to turn them from their wickedness so they could go the right way. And then he gets down there, didn't want to go to begin with. Gets down there, does what the Lord said for him to do, and them people listen to it, turn from their wicked ways, repent. God decides, well, I'm not going to kill all these people. Amen. And the next thing you see is Jonah gets mad at the decision the Lord made. Amen. Does it do you any good to be angry at the Lord, at the decision that the Lord made? Amen. Come on with me just a minute. What happens? The Bible said the Lord lets a gourd, a little old shady spot, come up over top of his head and makes Jonah real happy. Amen. The Bible said he's exceedingly happy over that gourd and the shade is put on his head. And there he sits in his little old booth that he's made, and the sunshine shining on him. And brother, he's got her made in the shade and a drinking pink lemonade. Everything's just fine. I'm going to sit up here and just see what God does with that city down there. Don't you get mad at me. I'm a preaching to you this morning. In some of his hearts, that's exactly what you've done. You've built you a little old booth up on the side, and you've made your mind, I'm just going to sit here and watch and see what the Lord does. Amen to God. And it, amen, I'm just going to get it right, brother. It ain't just folks that's sitting on the outside I'm a talking to. I'm a talking to some that's on the inside. That's made your mind up. You just gonna sit back and watch and see how it all plays out. Got your little old booth made and the shades on you, and as long as everything's fine, you'll be fine. But just as soon as the gourd dries up and the sun beats down and the hard time comes, you ain't gonna be satisfied sitting in the booth neither. Amen to God. And we're sitting in the booth, and the gourd's there, and we're happy. But then the sun comes, dries the gourd up, burns it up. It wastes away and withers up, and a good strong vehement east wind comes by, blows on him. And the first thing out of Jonah's mouth is, I'd been better off dead. I'd been better off to just died. I'd been better off, amen, out yonder in the whale's belly. Come on. I'd have been better off if them mariners, when they throwed me over the ship, if they'd have just let me fall and sink down into the water, I'd been better off then. Amen. Does it do you any good to be angry? Come on. Amen. And you know what Jonah said? Jonah was a good Free Will Baptist, Shelby. He told the Lord, he said, yes, it does, Jesus. Read the Bible and see if I don't tell you right. He said, it does me good to be angry, Lord, and to be mad over the gore. Even unto death, that's how brazen. Amen, that's how bold. Amen, Jonah was. He said, it does me good. It does me good to be mad. Preacher, that ain't me. Don't you lie. You thought the same thing in your mind. Amen, the preaching's come, the instruction's come, and somebody's even sat here this morning, and in their mind, they said, it does me good. And if you ain't kept, you've even got so close this morning that you've almost gotten mad at me when I've been up here preaching you what God said to preach. Don't try to lie about it. It does me good, Lord, to be mad over the gourd. I got every right in the world, Lord, to be mad over the gourd. You know what the Lord said? The Lord said, that's strange, Jonah. It's strange to me that you've got every right to be mad over the gourd when you didn't plant it. You didn't make it grow. You didn't make it come up there. It wasn't your decision for it to have life or not have life. That falls into my hands. He said, but you're mad over the gourd withering away. You're mad over the natural. You're mad over the gourd being wasted away. But you was all right with me destroying all them people's souls. Come on. You're mad over the gourd dying, but you was all right with all them people dying. Amen. Preacher, what you trying to get at? Amen. You get mad, I get mad, we get mad as individuals over something that happens in our life that hurts us. Oh, Lord, this is hurting me. Come on. As an individual, I can't handle this. I can't stand this. Amen. But it's all right if something happens that hurts all them other people. If all them other people out there, all them other 600,000 are hurting, that's all right. But it don't, as long as it ain't hurting me, Lord. Don't let it hurt me, Jesus. Don't let it be something that hinders me, Lord. But it can hinder all them. It can make all their lives hard. It can make all them struggle. It can make all them have a bad time. But not me, Lord. Is it doing you any good to be angry? Is it doing you any good at all? Amen, to have them kind of feelings. Preacher, I don't got them feelings. Quit lying. Amen. Amen. Every head bowed just for a moment. You know your heart. You know the place where your life is, where your individual soul is. God bless you. See it. Is it doing you any good? Preacher, it's not anger I feel, it's worry. Well, is it doing you any good to worry? Preacher, it's not worry I feel, it's just hard feeling. Well, is it doing you any good to have them kind of feelings? Is it helping you spiritually? Are you growing any with the Lord while you're feeling that way? God bless the hearts. Are you getting any closer to the Lord while you're feeling that way? Preacher, that's not what it is. Is it jealousy? Is it doing you any good to be jealous? To look at somebody else's life, at what they've got, that you want, that you can't have, or that the Lord said you can't have, or that the Lord said you can't have right now? Is it doing you any good? Is it helping you any spiritually to have them feelings? Anybody else need to pray? God bless them. Help them, Lord. God bless them, Jesus. Anybody else? We'll ask one more time. Is it doing you any good? Is it helping you any? Is it helping you at all in your walk with the Lord to feel that way? My Lord and my God, we come to you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, Lord, for the good day that you blessed us with. Mercy and grace and long-suffering.